Victor in North Carolina is on the line with an addition problem. What's going on at your house? And it's not math related. It's a home addition. What's going on, Victor?
Yes, what's happened is we had a contractor to extend our kitchen out. We wanted to enlarge our kitchen. And the wall was extended out approximately 10 and a half feet. And from where the wall, the stationary wall was moved out, and the floor, there is a drop in the level of the floor approximately 1 to 1.5 inches from the wall where the wall previously was to where the new wall is.
Okay, so this was an addition, or this was just a relocation of a wall?
It was a relocation of a wall.
Okay, and the wall you relocated, was it a bearing wall or a non-bearing wall?
It was a bearing wall.
Okay, so how did you support the structure of your house that was holding up, being held up by that bearing wall?
Well, there had to be an addition to the foundation. There had to be I think it was a laminated timbers that had to be put in place to support the wall.
Did you have a builder that did this? Was there an architect involved?
Yes.
So here's what I would do. I would write a letter to the builder and the architect reporting this potential structural defect as a result of their construction and or design, and invite them to come and inspect it for you and give you their opinion. They're responsible for this kind of work. And I would just do it in a very nice way, so you put them on notice that there's this observation and there's this issue, and they really should take a look at it for you. Because that should not have happened, and I'm concerned that it was a bearing wall. And we need to get to the bottom of what caused it and whether or not it's an active problem or it's something that happened one time and is not going to happen again. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.